SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Do gender norms and stereotypes affect our actions and reactions in Jamaican society? Find out on today's program. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-899-1305 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Gender-based violence has been a real and present issue in today's society. The World Bank's Next Generation Initiative, which was launched on January 28, seeks to help Jamaicans become aware of their behaviors in relation to gender stereotypes, which often fuels gender-based violence. It also aims to contribute to reducing violence in the country by promoting a positive dialogue around gender roles and raising awareness of the link between gender stereotypes and violence among youth. World Bank Country Manager to Jamaica, Galina Sotirova, presented a toolkit with resources to the government of Jamaica to be used to tackle gender issues. She says the items will serve as an entry point for facilitators who want to initiate or moderate discussions about gender-based violence. These included a range of educational videos, animations, and material to sensitize young people about issues including bullying, gang violence, and sexual violence. The toolkit will also be distributed in schools to teachers, counselors, and social workers. Its content will form part of the focus of Safe Sex Week, to be celebrated from Monday, February 8 to Friday, February 12. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says although gender-based violence unfortunately represents part of the normative culture, each person can be responsible for positive change around them.
This endeavor is part of creating a new and positive narrative about life in Jamaica, and is to be supported.
Vision 2030 Jamaica will increase our sense of security by transforming our society into one which conforms to the rule of law, respects and preserves the rights of all, and centers around a set of shared values. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Play some music. And here's our Reggae Month trivia question. Born in 1926, he was the only child for Edgar and Gladys for 20 years. He taught himself to read and play music, which led to a fulfilling career spanning the globe. He was a founding member of the Jamaican Big Band and started the Tasty Talent Trail in 1979. He also founded the Ocho Rios Jazz Festival with his wife Myrna in 1991. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Sonny Bradshaw. Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. Curlers. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.